We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Halacha Beis. We're in middle of paragraph Dalid. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 215, Daf Kuf Ches, the left-hand column near the top, the beginning of the paragraph, V'alkein Barosh Hashanah. Rav Nosson Zal is basing this chapter on Torah Chof Beis in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which is called Chosam B'toy Chosam, which is one of the deeper special Torahs. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about many things there. Among them, he speaks about the concept of a Jew climbing the ladder, trying to constantly go higher and higher. And the way Rabbeinu Zal refers to it over there, and that's how in Torah Likutei Moran, is that you're trying to make Nishma into Naaseh. You're trying to make Hashem's Torah into your Torah. You're trying to make Nistar, that which is currently Nistar to you, you're trying to make it Nigla. And Rav Nosson Zal introduced the topic of the Yomim Noiroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, which he's going to explain using that Torah in Likutei Moran and using the whole topic that we're speaking about here of Sefer Torah, writing a Sefer Torah. We spoke about Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh also in the previous year. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use that a little bit. V'alkein, therefore, based on what we've been saying till now, B'Rosh Hashanah, Shehi Tchilas Habriya, on Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of creation of man, Oz HaTorah Shebichsav Biatzmo, Hi Bebechinas Tfila. On Rosh Hashanah, the Torah Shebichsav is referred to as Tfila. We had learned in a previous year that Torah Shebal Peh is Tefillah, Torah Shebichsav is Torah. But Rav Nosson Zal says that's under normal circumstances, whereas on Rosh Hashanah, because we're at the starting gate then, because that's the birthday of Adam HaRishon, therefore, even the Torah Shebichsav at that point is in the category of Nistar. It's in the category of Tefillah. It's in the category of Nishma. Ki oz onu maschilin lahakir es Hashem Yisborach, because on Rosh Hashanah we're first starting our relationship with Hashem. There are people who don't feel this, who don't know about this, that every single year Rosh Hashanah is mamish a whole new beginning. It's not, oh, another Rosh Hashanah, or oh, this is all just a continue. We're making believe that we're starting again. Nothing to do with making believe. It's mamish a whole new beginning. It's as if we're reenacting the creation of the world and the birth of Adam HaRishon. So we're starting to engage Hashem and to recognize Hashem. V'oz tzrichin lehispalel sheyizakenu Hashem Yisborach lenaseh v'nishma horishoyim. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we need to be asking Hashem to be zoichet to level one of naseh v'nishma, to the starting position of naseh v'nishma. Shehu bechinas ksivas haTorah, which is related to the concept of writing a Sefer Torah, as we mentioned earlier. Bechinas Torah shebichsav. We said that the writing, ksiva, is a form of asiya. That's related to the Torah shebichsav. V'alkein oisin mi psukei Torah shebichsav tfila. Now you'll understand why that Shmein Esrei, that Musaf Shmein Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, which is the main tfila, is packed with psukim from the Torah Shebichsav, from Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, so that we're making tefillah out of the Torah Shebichsav. Why? Ki heim adayin etzleinu bebechinas tefillah, bebechinas nistor. Because at this point in time, when we're first starting a new cycle, a brand new cycle of the year, which means also a new Kabbalah Satorah, therefore, we're starting from the beginning. We're starting from the Torah Shebichsav. At that point in time, even Torah Shebichsav is referred to as Nistor, as Tefillah, as Nishma. And therefore, we're making Tefillah from the Torah Shebichsav. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes back to something he mentioned earlier. He had quoted from Likutei Moran in that Torah the concept of Bereshis Bora. Remember, we had said that Bereshis is a complete statement, Maimar Sholem. Boro is Chatzi Maimar. Boro is half of Bereshis. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Veze shono mespalim barosh shono, uvechein ten pachtocho Hashem alekeinu al kol maasecho. This is why on Rosh Hashanah there's tremendous emphasis on davening for Yira, fear and awe and respect for Hashem. We say, Hashem, please place fear of you upon all of your creations. Ve'emoscho al kol ma shebaroso, ve'yiraucho kol hamasim, and let all the things you've made be fearful of you. Dahinu shono mispalalim sheyihye nase mehanishma nase. Meaning, we're asking Hashem to help us convert the nishma into nase. Ki hanishma hu bechinas yira. Now, Rav Nosson Zal, for the first time, makes this connection now. Nishma is associated with yira. How? Shehu bechinas bereshis. Because yira is included in the word bereshis. The Tikkun Ezar says that the word bereshis is the words yore boishis. Fear, which leads to a shame and embarrassment. It says that when Hashem, right after Matan Torah, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why I made all of that noise on Har Sinai, the booms and the bangs and the lightning and the thunder? Moshe Rabbeinu says there, Lemantihye yirosa yal peneichem, so that you should have fear of Hashem upon your faces, levilti techto, so that you won't do any sins. So the Gemara says, what Yiras Hashem on your face, what does that mean? The Gemara says, Zu boishes ponim. That means busha, a feeling of being ashamed, you know, that we're so awed by Hashem that we look at ourselves as being so tiny in comparison. We're embarrassed in front of the awesomeness of Hashem. That's what's included in the word bereshis. The word bereshis is yore boishes. It's a yira that brings the person to a busha, to a busha sponim, a boisha sponim. So Rav Nosson Zal says that on Rosh Hashanah, when we're begging Hashem for yira, that means we're tapping into that bereshis, that nishma, bereshis, which we said is nishma, compared to boro, which is nase. V'al kein, onu mevakshim Hashem izborach, sheyumshach pachadoi v'yirosoi, al kol hamasim. And therefore we ask Hashem, take your pachad and yira, which is synonymous with nishma, and put it on all of your mais maasim, which is nase. Dahainu hayira shu b'chinas nishma b'chinas nistor. We're asking Hashem that the quality of yira, which is associated with nishma, because it's bereshis, which is b'chinas nistor, tihiye nizgale al kol hamasim. This yira, this nishma, should be revealed on all the ma'asim. Shehem bechinas na'ase, meaning ma'isa milosh na'ase. Sheyihyu na'ase mehanishma na'ase, meaning that we're asking Hashem to convert the nishma into na'ase, to take this attribute of yira, which is an example of nishma, and bring it down, down, down to na'ase, to reveal the yira. V'ze b'chinas malchias v'zichroinois v'shoifrois. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain those three sections in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei related to the Torah and Likutei Moran. Malchias hu b'chinas nishma. Malchias is associated with nishma. Shehu b'chinas tefila. We had said earlier that nishma is associated with tefila. Lishmoya el horina vel hatfila. Remember? B'chinas malchus. We know that tefillah is always referred to as malchus. Dovid HaMelech said, Va'ani tefillah, I am tefillah. Ki hanishma shehu hanistar, she'onu roitzin lahasig, because this nishma, which is the hiddenness, which we're trying to achieve, hu bechinas malchus shebemadrego hu elyoina, is the malchus of the level above us. Now Rav Nosson Zal is tapping into a famous, famous concept in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that we speak about worlds. We speak about the Olam HaAtzilus, the Olam HaBriya. Each world has all 10 spheros. There's the Chesed of Atzilus, the Gvura of Atzilus, etc., etc. And we picture, let's say we human beings are generally or usually within the Olam HaAsiya. We're operating in the lowest one of the worlds. When we talk about reaching up to that which is above us, so we're talking about going out of the Olam Ha'asiyah into the next world, the world that's above us, which is the world of the angels, which is called the Olam Ha'Yetzira. When we talk about going to the world above us, where are we starting? We're starting from the ground floor of the world above us. We're starting from the Malchus of Yetzirah. And this is a rule throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, that whenever we're talking about the Shekhinah going up or the Jews or any kind of aliyahs taking place, you always have to remember that when you go up to a new floor, on that floor, you're starting from the ground level. And that's hidden from you. When you're downstairs, when you're in Asiyah, the Malchus of Yetzirah is called Keser to you. It's like a Keser. Because just like Keser always refers to the hidden, hidden light of Hashem, for us, Malchus of Yetzirah is super hidden. See, this is what he's telling us here now. He says that Malchios is Nishma, Bechinas Tfila, Bechinas Malchus. You know why? Ki ha-Nishma, Shehu ha-Nistor, Shanu Reitzin Lahasig, because the Nishma, which represents that hidden light that we are trying to reach up to, we're trying to reach up to the Olam Hayetzira, Hu Bechinas Malchus Shebemadrego Al Yoina. We always have to remember that we're talking about going to the lowest part of that world, to the Malchus of that upper level. Dahainu Madrega HaTachtoina Shebemadrego Al Yoina. We're talking about starting from the lowest level of the level above us, of that upper level. We're on level A, we're trying to get to level B. Level B is Nistar to us. We have to remember that within level B, obviously, we're going to start from the ground floor. We're going to start from 1 and work our way up to 10. Kizehu klal, because this is a general rule throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, throughout Sifrei Chassidus, she'i efsher lahasig midargo ledargo, ki im madrego hatachtoino shebemadrego helyoina, that it's impossible to go from level to level unless you realize that step one is going to be to achieve the bottom of that upper level. If you dare try to go higher than that in one jump, you're gonna destroy yourself. You have to always start from the bottom of the level that you're trying to reach, the level that's above you. Keys, exactly. Kemavoyer b'makomachar, as is explained in other places in our Sforim, nimtza. So therefore, shehanishma, that what we've been referring to all along here as nishma, which was the level above, the hidden level, etc., hu bechinas malchus. What we're talking about is the malchus of the level above, bechinas tfila. Veze bechinas malchus sho'imrim b'rosh Hashanah. This is the concept of that section of Shemoneh Esrei in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei called Malchus. That's reminding us that we're climbing up a ladder now. We want to go up a level. We realize that we do not want to stay on the level we're on now. We want to go up to the next level. And we know that any time we want to go up to a next level, where are we going to? To the Malchus of that level. Next, Zichroinos. The next section in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, Hu bechinas nase. Zichroinois corresponds to nase. Dahainu, shemamshichim mehanishma lenase. We're trying to turn nishma into nase. We're trying to draw light from above, from nishma, and bring it down to nase. Shehu bechinas ksav kanal. We had learned earlier that an example of asiya is writing. Writing is asiya. Shezeo bechinas zichroinois. And we know that writing is associated with remembering. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer. Write this down as a remembrance in the Torah, so you'll remember it. So we see zikoroin is associated with ksiva, which is nase. Dahainu, shemamshichin umegalin minishma lenase. We are drawing light. And we're revealing, we're bringing that light into a revealed form from Nishma into Nase. Ad shenichtov basefer lezikorin, until it actually gets written down in a sefer to be remembered. Ad shenizkor tomid oisa yisporach. So that we'll be able to remember Hashem constantly, all the time. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, leis machshavot tfisa beklal. No human mind can grasp Hashem. Avalonu tzrichin lahamin bo yisporach. However, we're required to believe in Hashem, uledabek machshavtenu, machshavaisenu elav yisbor tomid, and to try to connect our minds and our hearts to Hashem at all times. Even though we don't understand Hashem completely, so what? We know that there is a Hashem, and Hashem is the ultimate in spirituality, and I'm trying to see to it that my brain and heart should plug into that. Shezeu bechinas nishma, bechinas tfila, bechinas bitul udvekus lein soif. This is what we discussed earlier. This was the level called nishma. Nishma is the super high level of spirituality, which is tfila, which is, during the time of tefillah, a person is nullifying themselves physically, nullifying their physicalness, and attaching themselves to that infinite light of Hashem. Ad shenizke sheyizgalelonu eize hasogo v'yedi b'terosei. Until, by plugging in up there, we will eventually be zoicha, that they will be revealed to us, and we will be able to understand a little bit of Hashem's Torah. Shehi achdusoi, which is one with Hashem. The Torah is Hashem. It is one with Hashem. Ki oiraisa v'kudshe b'richu v'yisroel kulo echad. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Torah, Hashem, and the Jewish people are mamish one. V'al yidei ze onu yoidin k'tsas mimenu yizborach migodloi v'roi memusoi v'tifat yizborach. And through this process of reaching up to the stars, of reaching up to this dveikus to Hashem during tefillah, where a person nullifies, he closes his eyes. During Shmon Esrei, your eyes have to be closed, or looking into the Siddur, which means closed. You're closing your eyes to the rest of the world. You're detaching yourself from Gashmias. You're plugging yourself into Ruchnias, into Ein Soif. By going up there, when you come back down, you bring with you a little bit of a revelation of Torah, an understanding, a slight degree of understanding of Hashem. V'anu tzrichim lekasher hayediyah zois b'libeinu lezoch roloilam. It's very important that we don't lose that yediyah. Once we got that yediyah, once we got a little bit of knowledge, we want to make sure to hold on to it, to nail it down to ourselves so we don't lose it, to make sure to attach it to our hearts that we'll remember it permanently. Bibchinas ksiva, like when somebody I want to write it down so I won't forget. Bibchinas kosvom aluach libecha, as the pasuk says about the Torah, write it on the tablets of your heart. Leman loy nishkach oisei loylam, so that we will never forget Hashem. Nimtzo kishoisin mehanish manase, so therefore, based on what we just learned, when the person goes up there to that place of nishma, and he brings some of it down, and he writes it down, so he makes it into nase, he brings it down to the level of nase, zeo bechinas zikoroin, that's remembering. Bechinas ksoiv zoi zikoroin basefer, as the pasuk said, write it down so you'll remember it in a sefer. V'zeo b'chinas zichroinois sho'emrim b'Rosh Hashanah. This is the section of Shmon Esrei called zichroinois in the Musaf Shmon Esrei, which we say on Rosh Hashanah. That's all about bringing the nishma into Nase and locking it in, making sure we're going to remember, we're not going to forget.